This is On Second Thought. I'm Celeste Headley. Peter Mavrogiorgis and Blake Olmsted are the creative force behind the band Twisty Cats. They're married, and they moved to Savannah, Georgia a few years ago from New York. By day, they run a recording studio. By night, they perform what they call electro-gothabilly-psych-punk-pop. I asked them what that is.
Oh, it's nothing in the end. It encompasses so much that it's self-nullifying, but we do employ a drum machine. So that's the electro part. Mm-hmm. I have a history of playing with Memphis bands with a fellow named Tav Falco, who's a sort of a underground Memphis luminary. That might be the rockabilly part. And psych, I guess, what is that? Are we psychotic or are we psychedelic?
But a little bit of both.
Twisty Cats are a real thing, right? This is where you got the name of your band?
Unfortunately, they are. Yeah. There's a woman in Texas who breeds what are deformed cats. And I remember we were poring over websites that had to do with people who were pro and against these cats. And one of the arguments that I loved was that it was humans who developed something as useless as the pug. So, of course, if humans can breed a dog and force it to be something so just strange and for our pleasure only, really, then of course it makes perfect sense that someone might breed cats with short forelegs who must hop like kangaroos. And that's what they are.
And you chose this name for yourselves because...
Maybe we are those cats.
Exactly. We're a little twisty.
So why Savannah? I mean, you move from New York, which many people would think either New York or L.A. are the place to base a band, especially an eclectic band like yours. So why did you stay in Savannah?
Peter?
Well, the traffic's better here.
Well, there's that.
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
It's beautiful. The biggest challenge for us in New York as a recording studio was the fact that the industry doesn't really support the sort of real estate prices that you'd have to pay in New York and in order to have a recording studio. That we've outpriced ourselves in New York. And you never really get a break in New York.
When, as Peter was saying, when we moved here, we weren't even thinking about the band. It kind of went on the back burner. We moved here to relocate the studio. And that, you know, we really spent the first, we've been here for 5 years. We spent the first, 4 years basically growing that. And just being here and kind of being on our own schedule, we finally had the time to kind of pick it back up.
Oh, we don't have the time.
Well, we don't. Well, we've made the time. I mean, yeah. We live together, we work together, we have a freaking studio that we can record our stuff in, and you know, it's also a rehearsal space.
So what do you, there's a lot of people who say teaching can, like, let's say you teach English. Many people say that can be both a blessing and a curse. Like, it keeps your skills honed, but it takes your time away from writing. And I wonder if that's similar to your experience also running a recording studio. Like, what do you learn from the experience, and does it also kind of keep you from doing music yourselves?
Well, I don't think that we're going to make a living doing our music right now. So I think everybody who's doing something a little different or bizarre or whatever it is that we do, I think that they all have to sort of contend with the fact that they have to eat, and it requires money. So I think everybody feels like they're sort of leading double lives as far as having a recording studio, and I feel like I'm mentoring young bands here because the majority of them are young, and maybe they're giving us a little bit of a boost and a little bit of inspiration. Maybe we're teaching by example.
Who knows? We're a little bit older than a lot of the other Savannah bands.
So who wrote the lyric, "Starlet, starlet, scarlet-blooded harlot"?
We certainly didn't. I think it was situational.
A few people wrote it for us, basically.
Because yeah. That's like one of the best lyrics ever.
It's hilarious. Well, it's supposed to be a nursery rhyme. It's not a very nice one.
No, I don't think I'd play that for my child. Starlet, thing that occurs to me when I was reading up on you guys is, you know, a marriage all on its own is pretty hard. And I wonder how much harder it becomes when you're also working together all the time at your recording studio and then at night in a band.
That's the easy part.
The band is definitely the easy
part.
That's our
leisure.
It's that, honestly, for me, I kind of feel like it's almost like our couples therapy. It's me, really, because, owning a business together is super, super stressful.
Oh, God.
we did finally learn how to separate, you know, the office and studio from our home life. I used to not be able to do that. Peter kind of forced me to, you know, the second we come home, we're home and we're a couple and we make dinner and
you don't talk about work?
We do only in the mornings over coffee when we're both feeling really good. And, you know, first thing in the morning is always like anything's possible.
We discuss our strategies. For not getting defeated by the day so that we could make it to dinner.
Yeah. But I mean, honestly, it's all of these together have definitely made us stronger for sure.
Peter Mavrogiorgis and Blake Olmsted. They're married, they run a recording studio in Savannah, and they play in the band Twisty Cats. Twisty Cats will perform at 529 Bar in Atlanta on Saturday, December 17th. Distraction.